BBC News with Jonathan Izard. More than 200 people are missing following the eruption of the Fuego volcano in Guatemala 3 days ago. The authorities say 75 people are confirmed to have died. Efforts to recover victims' bodies are being hampered by the thick layers of ash covering the foothills of the volcano. The South Korean President Moon Jae-in has said he hopes an improvement in relations with North Korea will allow the remains of fallen soldiers to be recovered. Hundreds of thousands of soldiers died during the Korean War in the 1950s, and many bodies are still thought to lie in the demilitarized zone which divides the two countries. The U.S. has announced that the venue for the meeting between President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un next week will be a five-star hotel on an island in Singapore. Sentosa was once known for its pirates, but is now a luxury resort center. The Israeli Defense Minister has criticized Argentina's national football team for cancelling a friendly match against Israel in Jerusalem. Avigdor Lieberman described the move as a surrender to hate. The Argentine decision followed intense pressure from Palestinians over their treatment by Israel. Facebook has confirmed that it has data-sharing relationships with at least four Chinese electronics companies. These include the mobile phone maker Huawei, which is considered a national security threat by U.S. intelligence agencies. Tourism officials in Nepal are investigating allegations that travel agents are falsely claiming medical insurance for foreign mountaineers and trekkers. The head of Nepal's Trekking Agents Association, Ang Pemba Sherpa, said there had been several cases of fake illnesses in which tourists were airlifted to hospitals in order to lodge insurance claims abroad. And the head of Cricket Australia, James Sutherland, has announced that he's stepping down 3 months after the national team was embroiled in a cheating scandal. Mr. Sutherland was widely criticised for his handling of the affair, which led to lengthy bans for three players. BBC News.